Greetings and welcome to the Fifth Column Community Show, the show for the people, of the people, and by the people, the world's first fully crowdsourced podcast where you get to come on and say whatever the heck you want and have your voice be heard. Hi, my name is Garrett Sassy. I'm going to kind of walk you through a little bit of an introduction for what we're trying to do here. Give you the lowdown on the who's, what's, when, where's, and why's of this silly little venture that I'm hoping to go on with all of you. So let's get into it. Who is the Fifth Column? Why are we calling ourselves the Fifth Column Community Show? Well, the Fifth Column is a weekly podcast hosted by Matt Welch, Camille Foster, and Michael Moynihan. They get together. They frequently have guests on. Sometimes it's just the three of them. Nancy Rommelman pops on from time to time. She's always great to have on there. And they talk about the current events. They have conversations about the media and their feelings about what people in the media are saying and doing. They generally come at things from a very different perspective than I think what most people are used to. Nuance is the word that gets thrown around a lot. As Ben Price would call me, the high chameleon, grand chameleon. I prefer when I'm not high. I have to point that out. They get together. They have conversations. They've got a platform that's growing and growing and growing. All three of them have been on Real Time with Bill Maher. Most recently, Mr. Camille Foster, who created quite a buzz on the internet, on the Twitter sphere, with people coming in and saying really stupid, mean, awful things to him. But also a lot of people who really appreciated what he had to say. And that's kind of a theme that I'd like to carry forward with this endeavor. So what are we going to do? We're looking to have as many people on from as many different and as broad of perspectives as we can possibly find. We want to give people a platform and an opportunity to be heard. Nothing's going to be taboo other than being a dick and an asshole. So just as long as you can have a respectful and nice conversation with someone, whether it's really fun or not, it might be a little contentious. We might have some disagreements. We might get into some shouting matches, maybe even, hopefully not. But as long as we're going to be respectful of each other, that's what you've got to look forward to in that regard. As you can probably already tell, I'm a complete amateur. A lot of this particular episode is just me getting out some jitters, being okay with having people hear my voice on the internet, me hearing my voice on the internet, getting that out of the way, and hopefully getting better every single time so that it's something that you want to tune into. We're going to try to put out a lot of content. We don't want to be quantity over quality, but bear with us. We're hoping to get better as we go along. Why do this? I think the guys inspired me in a meaningful and important way to do this because of, like I said, the way they approach things. Camille mentioned recently in the last episode that he doesn't speak for anybody other than himself, and I think that's really important. We have a community here. We have a lot of fun together, and we can kind of generally disagree and agree about certain things, but we all speak for ourselves, and we have stories to tell, and we want to hear, be heard, and even listen to other people's perspectives. We live in a world and are existing in an ecosphere right now where wrong think, bad think, oppositional think is really under attack. So the more people we can kind of get out there to speak their piece, to have their words be heard, to stand up on the soapbox and yell into the public square, I think the more that we do that, the better we're going to be off as a society. So that's a big deal, big thing about what we're trying to do. And that's why we're kind of riding on the coattails of the Fifth, because they do it so well. And they're a wonderful example to try to follow behind. So this isn't a Fifth fan show. I don't know that we'll necessarily talk about the fifth a whole lot. This isn't an after show kind of meta thing. This is just kind of taking what they're done and running with it and kind of making our own thing off of it. And calling it the fifth column is definitely paying tribute to, you know, those three gents who came before us and inspired us to do better. So we've got a cool show coming up featuring Ileana Omog. And Ileana, if you're listening to this and I pronounced your name wrong, I'm sorry. we'll get that figured out. She grew up in communist Romania. And she's got some really interesting perspectives about growing up there, the lessons she kind of learned, the things she saw, and carrying those forward into a contemporary context, applying some of that idea to what we can do, things we can avoid, and hopefully not, you know, devolve into complete totalitarian state like they were. That didn't end up so good for the communists, as I recall. So I'm going to be joined by Ben Price and Busty Wimsatt for that conversation. So I hope you join in, and I hope it inspires you to come up with an idea to shoot a message out to the Fifth Column community Twitter handle. We've got a Twitter handle out there. It's pretty awesome. I posted that up just the other night, and let's take a look here. Boppity boop. The Fifth Column community, 62 followers. I'm pretty happy about that. That's, you know, half as many as I've had for however long with my personal account. So that's exciting. That's making me optimistic that this is something that we're going to be able to keep doing, that we're going to be able to grow and move forward and be something that's good for the world. Because, you know, that's nice. That type of stuff is good. So I hope you tune in when we've got Ileana, Ben, and Busty on to join me talking about the life behind the Iron Curtain, like I said, and that cool conversation. So take care, be well, treat yourself good, and hope to have you on soon. Bye.